Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy always had dirt under his fingernails. I guess that was the way everyone could tell. He was an honest working man. He made his living off the land. And every Sunday he came here and prayed for rain. He prayed for rain. He'd say, Holy Father, water, holy water, release the seed for the children. Oh, not so much for me. In your name, I pray for rain. Moses never set foot in the promised land, but he still walked on faith right to the end. And on the day that Daddy went home, I knew Moses wasn't alone. As I stood on broken ground, I prayed.
All year long, we welcome you to The Drew Show with your hosts, Andrew and Shayna. On today's show, we welcome Panda Ross and Willie Jones from this season of The X Factor. Call in at 818-495-6928 to speak with The Drew Show and their guests. Now, welcome Andrew and Shayna.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Drew Show. Such a pleasure to have you guys on. It's been about a week since we've had a show, and thank you all so much for joining us as always. And as you heard, we have a co-host, Shayna. Hey, Shayna.
Well, hey, Drew. What's up?
Well, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for agreeing to be the co-host. And it's such a pleasure to have you.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I hope I don't disappoint. I'm a rookie at this, but I'll learn as we go here.
Absolutely. Well, it's such a pleasure to have you. And as you know, we have a great show today. And one of my favorite shows on TV is actually on Fox Television called The X Factor. And I think we can both agree on that, one of our favorite shows. And so pleased to welcome this young man to the show, about 17 years old, from Shreveport, Louisiana, Mr. Willie Jones. Willie, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing great, Willie. It's such a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. Now, I have to ask, Willie, I see you're from Louisiana, so does that mean you're a Saints fan?
I am a Saints fan, of course.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Willie. Yay.
I have to be.
Yeah, Shayna breaks my heart. She's a Saints fan. I'm a Falcons fan, so you already know that doesn't go very well.
Yeah, whatever. Saints all day. Who that?
That's right, Willie. You tell him.
And he had to add the who dat in there, right?
That's right, who dat.
Willie, like I said, it's such a pleasure you joining us. How have you liked? Have you liked living in Louisiana?
It's pretty cool, you know. I mean, like I said on TV, it's really nothing to do, pretty much. But you know, it's good people, good food, and you know, it's hot, but I like it. It's home.
Yeah. How far are you from New Orleans? Do you ever go to any Saints games?
I haven't been to a Saints game, but it's about 5 hours away. I think it's about a 5-hour drive.
Okay, it's not bad. Tell you what, man, do you ever come to Atlanta, I'll treat you to a good old Falcons game. How about that?
I'll pay.
Well, Willie, thank you so much for being with us. And, you know, you have such an amazing voice, and I think, you know, I was one for sure that was completely stunned by your voice and your song selection on The X Factor. But first, what was it that really inspired you to start singing?
Well, actually, my dad, he's very, like, musically inclined. So, like, growing up in the house and whatnot, I was always, like, listening to my dad sing at church and, you know, and I just love music and singing and performing. And this is my dad inspired me a lot, just my family in general.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're only 17 years old, and that's what I think is great.
Well, actually,
what age?
I just turned 18 Sunday. I'm sorry, I just had to throw that in there. I just turned 18 Sunday.
Oh,
yeah, he's legally an adult now.
Yeah, so all the ladies out there, no, I'm playing.
Hey, yeah, you got to throw it out there when you can, man. Well, I'll tell you a late happy birthday. I hope you had a great
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
How old were you when you first started singing, or you knew that you had the ability to sing?
I actually thought I could sing around kindergarten, but nobody really, like, thought I could sing, like, at all when I was little. Like, my big sister used to always make fun of me, but I just got better, and I opened up, and now here I am today.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you're here today, and you know, to be so young, Will, your voice shows so much maturity. Have you performed a lot of other places in the past?
Yes, I've actually done a lot of musical theater my high school career, and I feel like that helped me a lot with, like, confidence and, you know, performing in front of people and, like, opening up. So yeah, I do a lot of musical theater, and, like, I did a couple of talent shows in the town. That's pretty much it, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, the judges were absolutely stunned, like I said, and the people in the audience and people at home were absolutely stunned by your voice and your song selection and everything. And like I said, I commend you on that. You're amazing. And, you know, you even stopped for a second because you were in such shock that everyone was on their feet.
Yeah.
Take us through that moment. What did that feel like for you?
It felt really good. It was like an honor. I didn't expect it at all. Like, I guess I didn't want to think about it too much. I just wanted to, like, live in the moment. And it was just – I was just in shock. It was just an amazing feeling. And it was, like, one of the best moments of my life.
Yeah.
Hey, Willie, I've got a question for you. I'm sorry, Andrew.
Okay.
I'm going to speak over you. I just wanted to ask Willie something. Are you a huge country music fan?
I am. I actually am. Like, a couple of years ago, because, like, now in music, like, pop and R&B, like, everybody's always singing, like, extra high. And my voice has been deep
right.
since, like, my first year. And it was always hard for me, like, when I would do talent shows and stuff, it would be always really hard for me to find the song that's, like, in my range. And, like,
right.
I was in one talent show, and we had to sing a country song, and I picked this one. And then from there, I just started listening to it more, and I started to love it because it showed off my deep voice, and I just love country.
Right. So do you think, like, you know, once you become a recording artist, because obviously that's definitely the path you're heading down, is would you like to become a country music singer? Is that what you're, like, leaning towards doing?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm leaning towards doing.
Well, you're going to be great. That's awesome. I'm like, it's Mike
Thank
Drew,
you.
When you came out and started singing that song, I think I was like, Brittany and Demi, my mouth just dropped. You weren't expecting
yeah.
that. It was such a surprise. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was really,
Thank
really
you.
Good. You should be so proud.
Thank you.
Well, Willie, you and your family, you know, this is I've heard this before of other singing competitions or reality shows in general about how people drive distances just to go to perform, and you and your family drove 13 hours to get to this audition.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been something as well. I've got to ask you first, how'd you talk your mom into taking you 13 hours, and what inspired you to audition too?
Well, my mom is actually like really supportive of me. So, and my dad, and they know, like, how bad, like, I want a singing career. So, they didn't mind at all. And they had, like, a local audition here in Shreveport, and they took, like, the first 100 people, and they sent two to audition in Greensboro. I don't know why Greensboro, not Texas, because it's, like, not far at all. But, yeah, so they sent me to Greensboro, and that's that.
Yeah. Absolutely. You performed Your Man by Josh Turner. Let's hear that now.
Mm-hmm. I can't sing it right now.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on the soft floor. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. I never felt a feeling quite strong. I can't believe how much it turned me on. Just to be your man.
Go ahead, boy.
Ha ha!
I can't believe it.
No worries, don't you hurry. We can take our time. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to.
Lock them doors and turn them lights down low. Put some music on a soft flow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite strong. I can't believe how much it turned me on. Just to be your man.
Willie. Awesome, man. That is
Thank
great.
You.
That is perfect. You know, after hearing that again, Willie, what is it like reliving that moment for you?
I mean, it's unreal. Like, I've seen the video. Like, we DVR'd it. I look it up on YouTube all the time, on my computer, on my phone, and it still hasn't fit into me that night actually happened. I can't believe it. Like, I'm so happy right now, like, just listening to that. Ugh.
Absolutely.
That's so sweet, Willie. That just makes my heart smile. So you're such a young guy and have so much enthusiasm, and you seem really humble, and it seems like you really appreciate all the success that you have gotten and you're going to get, because I know you're going to go far. And it seems like you probably get a lot of that from having such a close-knit family. And you mentioned your family a lot, and I saw your family in the piece on the X Factor, and I was just wondering, is it hard for you? I'm assuming you're away from your family a little bit right now. Has that been a tough thing to adjust to, not having them around so much, and being out of your small town and kind of hitting the big lights now? Has that kind of been a weird adjustment for you?
Well, right now I'm actually back home in Shreveport.
Okay.
But, yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just something I'll have to adjust to, but I'm sure, you know, I will Skype all the time and phone calls and text and tweets and, you know.
That's true. With the way technology is today, it's pretty much like having them with you all the time, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. You've got a big fan here in North Carolina for sure. So I'm going to be watching, and I think you're awesome. And maybe one day we can get you to sing on air. That'd be pretty cool.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Willie, I can't express my appreciation to you enough. It's such a pleasure having you on, and I wish you nothing but the best as you move forward. And you're already a star, young man, and you're going to do some great things.
Thank you so much. That really means a lot.
Well, thank you as well. And right before I let you go, please let everyone know. How can they contact you? Do you have a Facebook fan page, Twitter, that kind of thing?
Yes, you guys can all follow me on Twitter at ThatKidWill. It's ThatKidWill. And Facebook.com/WLJIII.
Perfect. Willie Jones, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Willie. Have a good night.
All right. All right, y'all too. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Huh?
Appreciate it.
That was such a pleasure to have on, Willie Jones. He's such a pleasure to have on, isn't he?
Yeah, Willie Jones is awesome.
Yeah. We're pleased to welcome now to the show a lady that wowed the audiences, and she was so much fun to watch, and just such a great heart, Panda Ross. Hey, Panda.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you? And say hey to our co-host. This is hello.
Hey, Panda.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Panda.
Our co-host. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm excited. I've been waiting all day to talk to you, girlfriend.
Oh, how exciting! We've been waiting too.
Yay! So where are you guys at?
Well, I'm in North Carolina, and Drew's in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Drew, I'm going to be your neighbor because I'm moving to Atlanta.
You're moving to Atlanta?
Well, that's what I want to do. I mean, that's the place I've always wanted to live. So one day, maybe not tomorrow, but one day.
Right. Panda, like I was telling you a moment ago in the screening room real quick, such a huge fan of yours. You were such a joy to listen to, and you have such a big heart, and I love you to death. You're wonderful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Well, man, the overwhelming I'm just sitting here with goosebumps on my body. You tell me that, I'm just excited. Thank you.
You know, before we get started, Panda, I have to ask you. I can't go any further. How much do you love Simon?
Mucho que amo. Like, man, I can't even explain it. I love him. Man, I can't even explain it. I mean, I love him an enormous amount. He's my number one stunner. So, yeah, I love him. I can't explain it. I love him. Like you love your wife, probably. You know, I love him. He's my baby daddy.
It's such a pleasure to have you on, like I said. And And it was so, like I said, it's so much fun seeing you up there on stage and everything. And what was that experience like for you, Panda? About, you know, before you walked on stage, were you very nervous?
Well, yes, I was backstage and I was very nervous. Already I was sweating bullets and I had a fever, and so, you know, I know that we have to know several different songs just in case Simon don't like the one we want to sing. And so I was just thinking backstage, and I was praying, and I said, God, let me go out here and do this one song, and let me do the best that I can do, because I don't have enough wind left in me to do another one. And so I was excited. My adrenaline was going, and I sing at my church all the time, and I was at church. I'm always really nervous right before I sing, but once I sing the first note, I'm good. But for some reason that day, I did not have not one knot in my stomach. I was not nervous. I think I was just too excited to go meet Simon. I'm finally going to be him, and that's all that was in my mind.
I'll say this: you had more stage presence and more likability, and you come out there smiling and laughing, and you know, telling Simon baby daddy, and he's your boo and all. And I've never seen anything like it.
And you know, all of my friends said people are going to say that. But the sad thing about it is, Panda, that's you all day, every day. I said, I know. I don't know how to be nobody else but me. That's what I do. I'm just happy. I work at Starbucks, and people come in the morning, and I'm singing. And if you look like you got the blues, then I'm going to lift you up, because that's what I do. I love to sing, and I love to make people's day. And I like singing country. I like singing Spanish, because I like to be all things to all people. So whatever your genre of music is, I'm going to bring it on home.
You know what? I want to drive all the way to Dallas, Texas, just to buy a cup of coffee. That's
I promise you, I make the best triple bacon, non-fat, no foam, extra high carb macchiato that you can ever get. You need to come get you what?
That sounds great, by the way.
I don't know where you're at, but you should come on down. I welcome you to Texas.
That sounds great. I'm going to definitely take you up on that. I cannot even describe, your courage, Panda, by leaving the hospital to come and audition on stage. And I remember hearing you do an interview one time or recently that said that, you kind of went against the doctor's orders to get out of that bed. Tell us about that.
Well, I had been getting sick, and I had everything. Well, don't get me started. I'll put it in a spiritual sense, because I think that one of the best things that God ever did is open the door for me to X Factor, and in more ways than one. And so I just, in the spiritual sense, I said the devil is just trying to hit me. But I was sick. I started getting sick, and I never ever get sick. My doctor even told me, "You're the healthiest big girl I ever seen in my life. You don't got no heart problems. You don't have diabetes. You don't have nothing. High blood pressure. What's up with that?" But for some reason, a couple of weeks before everything took off, it's just I started getting really sick. I couldn't sleep at night. I couldn't sleep for coughing. And so I kept taking medicine thinking, okay, I'm going to get over it. But I never did. And I went to the hospital to get some antibiotics. And 30 minutes later, they checked me into the hospital. And I was there for 7 days. And on that seventh day, when I knew that next day I had to be there, I said, y'all going to have to release me voluntarily, or either I'm leaving involuntarily. But I got to go. So the doctor said, well, we don't want to let you go, but we're going to go ahead and let you go, because we know how important this is to you, and take all this medicine. And they let me go. And I went home and got dressed in about 5 minutes and hit that road to Austin. And I was no stopping, no turning back.
Well, bless your heart. Can't imagine. Panda, you performed Sam Cooke's song "Bring It Home," and which is my favorite, and as well as Simon's favorite. So let's play that now. Let's listen to it now.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that song.
It's a good song.
I never get
come on, sing with
it.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
What an awesome moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was. I think that song was too long. It was one little part left out of that song the part about, you know, I'll always be your slave. And that's that part right there, I'll never forget it. That was an awesome moment. I love that song, and I'll never forget that moment. I can close my eyes and envision it all over again. And thank God to the internet, I can always watch it.
Now, did I just hear you say that the part about buying Simon jewelry, that was just off the top of your head? You didn't plan that?
That was off the top of my head, it was crazy. It came out perfect too. Can you imagine? Because I hate that dead air while you're, you know, there's some music just playing and you're waiting for the next verse to come in. I was like, yeah, that came out. I didn't even realize it came out that good until I actually seen it on the TV. And I was like, wow, man, that was perfect. That was stellar.
It was absolutely perfect. And now, have you performed a lot of places in the past? I know you said church, but have you been to any venues, any talent competitions?
Let me see. No. I have sang a lot of places. Too bad you're not close to me, because you'd be here Friday night. You'd be able to come to, I guess it's kind of concert / live testimony. I lead worship at my church, so I'm there all the time singing. I grew up in the church, as you know, singing as a young child, but at a very early age, matter of fact, about 13 or 14, my life took a bad turn, and so I went through a whole lot of things. I took my grandmother, who raised me, through a lot of things, got on the wrong track with the wrong friends, and I was away from singing for a long time because of partying and drug abuse and jail and prison and all of these different things. And I just thank God, because January 25th, 1997, and I always tell everybody, this was my main reason for coming to X Factor, is because this is the gift that God gave me, and I want to spread love given through singing and giving my testimony. And so because of, you know, many years of drug abuse and jail and prison, I wasn't able to do that. But when I came back to the Lord, January 25th, 1997, He restored all of that unto me. And so ever since then, there's never been any looking back. And I've started out just singing one song by a lady named Helen Baylor called Lifting Up the Name of Jesus. I started singing that song, and next thing you know, I was going to the Christian bookstore, and I was singing this song and that song. Then people would hear me sing, and they, can you come and sing at my wedding? We'll pay you to come sing at my wedding. We'll pay you to sing at this funeral. Come and sing at my baby's party. So I've just been singing like that, but nothing on any kind of scale or, you know what I'm saying, bigly or anything, just singing locally and, you know, at families and parties and stuff like that.
Right. Well, I mean, you have a God-given talent, and you're absolutely amazing, Panda. And may God bless you. That's all I have to say.
Oh yeah, he is. he truly is, and I thank God because he has given me a very big venue to be able to spread the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ, and also just to bring a little bit of joy and give people a little piece of Panda pie. You know what I mean? The world needs to know that God is able, and he's done it for me, and he can do it for anybody. Because I was a mess, but now I am all right.
Absolutely. Amen.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck, Panda. I'm a huge fan, too. I've been watching, I think, like you were saying, your smile is
I'm gonna need you to keep me. Vote for me. Keep praying for me. And hey, everything is gonna work out for the good and the honor of the glory of the Lord.
Absolutely.
We definitely will, for sure.
And Panda, right. Do you know who else can sing?
Who?
Shayna.
Oh, well, girl, come on, hit me a note. Let's hit that note together. You know
no,
I'll
no.
always be
no,
the
same. I cannot sing. I wish I could, believe me.
I told her I was going to do it.
That would have been awesome. Well, I'll wait while you know, get rid of your stage fright because I know you got it. So whenever you're
That's
ready,
right,
I'm
girl.
Ready, all right?
All right, we'll do it. I'm on it. I'll bust
the
move, and you sing those
pretty lyrics.
You got.
You ready? You're
gonna bust
the
move.
Okay, dude.
I'll be waiting on you to bust that move. Oh Lord.
Well, you know, Panda, and I want to ask you this one more thing, and you know, your experience, like I said a minute ago, your stage presence was absolutely amazing, and the whole audition all over, and you sacrificing yourself to come to this audition from the hospital was just remarkable. And I know you can't discuss what's going on now with the competition, but just overall, what has this whole experience been like for you from start to finish?
You know what? It from start to finish, my whole life has been a journey, and this is just a part of the journey. And this experience has just been basically a dream come true. Like I said, as a young girl singing in the church, and I remember my first talent show in the seventh grade. I won the talent show singing "Missing You" by Diana Ross. And basically because of my own choice and the mistakes that I made, I felt like I threw my dreams away. But I just really do thank God for X Factor and the opportunity that they give someone like me who has been through what I've been through, an opportunity to go back and pursue their dreams. So no matter how old you are, you know, you can do it. You know, no matter what you've been through, God is able, you know, to lift you up. Just we got to stay humble in the process, and he lifts us up, and you just never know what's going to happen or where you're going to go or who you're going to meet. I would have never met you. I would have went to the X Factor. Now I know you. Hey.
Absolutely.
I'm just so excited. I got me a whole bunch of new friends now.
Right.
Absolutely. Panda, like I said, it's such a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us, and I cannot wait to see you more on the show. And I'm so looking forward to it. And may God bless you. And please let everyone know how can they get in touch with you as well through any kind of social media.
Yes, I want everybody, all your friends and your friends and your friends and big friends, hit me up, Panda Rock. All you got to do, ain't no pandas off in there. Panda Rock, hit me up on Facebook, I'm on Twitter. But if you hit me up on Twitter, I'm Real Panda Rock. So Real Panda Rock on Twitter, and then Panda Rock on Facebook. And what else? I can't remember how else you can get a hold of me. But yeah, hit me up on Facebook. Oh, yeah, I got a fan page, Panda Ross fan page. And it's blowing up. So can I get some more fans out there? Give me some response. Tell me some songs to sing. Help me out, y'all.
Absolutely. We're definitely going to help you out. We're going to follow you on Twitter, and I hope you follow us back and everything else. So that's great.
All right, then. All right, thanks, Tim. Good luck to you.
All right, God bless you. I love you guys, and y'all be blessed tonight.
God bless
you.
The X Factor airs Wednesdays and Thursdays at 8/7 Central on Fox. You do not want to miss this show, the best show on television today. Such a pleasure having Panda on the show. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Panda Ross and Willie Jones from The X Factor. Wow, what an amazing show.
That was awesome. I couldn't quit giggling because they were just so cute and they were so humble and just so infectious. Their personalities, I just love it. And it's so neat to see people really excited about their future and everything that, you know, and their talents and stuff. That's really cool. That was fun.
It is. I don't think I've ever had anyone on the show before that was so, had so much personality. And especially sang to their own song on the show, too.
That was gutsy. I know. That was pretty gutsy. That's awesome. She's great. You can't help but love Panda, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure Alyssa, who, well, I may not mention her name, but from the agency that is providing the X Factor, I'm sure she was laughing on the phone as well. We couldn't hear her, but I'm sure she was.
I'm sure, yeah, you couldn't help it. She was great.
And if you missed the start of the show, we have named a new co-host for the show, Shayna.
That's me.
And let's play some karaoke music here. Let's see.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I mean, this is my first show now. I gotta break in slowly but surely here. I might, you know, maybe
okay.
I'll sing. Give me a few shows under my belt, then maybe.
Everyone, the next show,
really
Shayna
like
will
sing. Maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe. We didn't really get a chance to before the show started, but or when the show started, I guess. Tell everyone about yourself.
Oh, man. Well, I'm Shayna Mayfield, and currently live in North Carolina, and many of you probably know my husband, Jeremy Mayfield. He was a NASCAR driver for a lot of years, Chase contender, a couple years in a row. Been on stage in New York a few times, 5-time winner, and that's about it. So we've been now, like I said, we live in North Carolina with our dogs and actually moving, in the process of moving right now. So we're still going to be in North Carolina, just not in the same city or town, I should say, but just kind of trying to figure out the next adventure in our lives. And I thought I'd give radio hosting a shot here and see how well it did, and it's Andrew enjoys having me on, or if he'll kick me out, we'll see. Like I said, I'm a rookie, and I got that yellow stripe on my back right now, so we'll see. But it's fun. I always enjoy. That's the thing I love about racing was, you know, traveling and getting to talk and meet people. So I always enjoy. I love to talk. So any time I can find a job where I'm talking, I'm happy. So hopefully we'll have fun and this will go far.
I think we are going to have fun. We have some great guests coming up. We have some more guests from the X Factor, or more contestants from the X Factor, I should say. We have Jillian Jensen coming up. We have so many coming up. We have this horrible. I'm forgetting names. How bad
there's
is that?
There's so many, you know. Yeah,
yeah,
there's a lot of them. There's a lot of great contestants too. That's going to be the hard part. I would hate to be a judge on that show. I cannot even imagine.
Yeah, they are absolutely amazing. We're going to have Jillian Jensen on our show. We're going to have Jeffrey Goot. We're going to have Jason Brock. We're going to have so many of them coming up, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm really looking forward to you joining us again.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Drew, for having me on. Like I said, maybe, you know, I'll get this thing in here before it's over. We'll see.
Right. That sounds great. Sounds great.
All right,
and
well,
we're going to turn you into a Falcons fan before it's over, too.
I don't know. You'd have a better luck with me seeing it before I could become a Falcons fan. So
we'll see.
We'll see.
Shayna,
that's true, right? Anything can happen, right? We'll see.
Absolutely. Shayna, thank you so much.
Thank you, Drew, and we'll be in touch. Thanks again.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I hope everyone enjoyed the show this evening. We had Willie Jones and Panda Ross from The X Factor, both outstanding individuals. Loved having them on. Panda Ross, please, if you're just now joining us, please listen to this show again. Panda, oh, she was so funny, and she was exactly like I thought she would be here on the show. Love her to death, and she's amazing. Thank you all so much for joining us. Please follow us on Twitter at DrewBTR. Follow me on Twitter at DrewBTR. You can follow Shayna on Twitter at Shayna Mayfield, ShaynaMayfield. So follow her on Twitter as well. Such a pleasure having her on. Thank you all again. Please check out our website, thedrewshow.com. And that's it for us. Good night, everyone, and hope you have a great Wednesday. Good night.